of football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Harry, thanks for joining us as we approach the start of the new VFL season. I suspect, based on the club's injury list, we're going to see a very VFL-heavy team come Sunday against Sandringham.
Yeah, you're right. Firstly, thanks for having me. But yeah, we will. I reckon we could be sitting probably around 10 or 11. So probably a 50-50 split thereabouts, which, albeit we'd love to have some guys a little bit healthier from an AFL perspective. But at the same time, the silver lining in that is some VFL guys get an opportunity early on in the season, which is great.
Yep. You'll have obviously not many of the draftees based on the injury list. I suspect obviously you'll see Pike and Rich go, but not too much outside of that.
And probably Polkinghorne as well, mate, I reckon.
Yeah.
Those three out of the draftees will play, all being well.
I'm excited about Polkinghorne. Have I got reason to be? Because I look at him and just go, that is almost Ollie Henry 2.0.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I don't think you have to watch too much footy to see what he brings to the table. Super competitive ahead of the ball, great aerialist. At some point in time, mate, he'll threaten, or if not, take mark of the year. He's already shown that a couple of times in pre-season games. So, yeah, just an exciting forward, mate. So he'll bring people through the turnstiles.
Kingy's got him in for about 4 Brownlows, Harry. So there's no real pressure on him, but which is fantastic. How do you go about sort of planning for round one? We saw the AFL. You know, there were so many results that were upside down. Big margins. How do you sort of line yourself up against the opposition this week? And are you confident that you're probably not going to say otherwise, but are you confident that the work you've done across summer, holds you in good stead to feed the AFL team going forward?
Yeah, definitely. I think we'd like to, I think we mirror what the AFL do as best we can at VFL level. So seeing their performance last week only hopefully validates what we've done in the pre-season. But at the same time, I think VFL, whilst there's not a huge sample size in terms of opposition analysis and what you get to look at, but from our end, I think we're pretty clear in terms of what we can control and what we need to bring. And to be honest, we keep learning. Like last year, we got touched up early against Werribee in round one, and they were just far too good in around the contest and their pressure. And so for us, we're expecting Sandy to do the same, bring high pressure game, and we know that we're just going to have to match it and beat it. And I think it's times too, we'll know, we'll have momentum, they will, but it's who can capitalise on that.
Just, I'm sure our listeners would be interested, when you're coaching at VFL level, within an AFL club, how much of a licence do you have to do whatever you like in terms of positional stuff? Or then if the game's on the line, do you move players to try and win the game? Or is it just you go in with a mindset, it's about development, sort of at times irrespective of what the scoreboard's saying?
No, there's definitely a balance, and I can only obviously speak from our end at Geelong, and other clubs may be very different, but from our end, we're certainly focused on developing our players in certain positions, but at the same time, we think they're sort of, they're not mutually exclusive, developing players and building winning culture. So for us, that's why we want to support our AFL boys with a really strong VFL list and mature list, but at the same time, when we're out there, we still want to develop a really strong winning culture amongst the group. So if the game's close and tight, we'll certainly make moves that we think will help us win the game of football. But at the same time, we want our younger AFL players exposed to those situations.
And how have you, your best place to talk about, and Cat fans or all footy fans love the younger talent. You mentioned a few of them earlier, but how have you sort of seen the young boys, the first-year players that have come in, and have you enjoyed working with them? Do they bring an enthusiasm to the group?
They do. And I think we've had 8 this year, including Killian from Ireland. So they're quite a diverse group in terms of what they bring from a personality point, but all been super to work with, super to coach, and really eager to get better. And it's unfortunate that we won't see more of them out there this week. But in time, no doubt, the other guys will find their way back in. But this week especially, excited to see Polky up forward. But Pikey's had a pretty faultless pre-season, hasn't missed a beat. And then Paddy Reshko sort of showed last week in a pack against Port. He played really well, and so his confidence in his game is there. It's exciting to see, and hopefully they continue to progress each week.
Plenty of local talent on the list and some new faces as well. And you've rewarded guys who have had some really good stints in the GFL over the last couple of years. Cora, obviously, last year, Brock Williamson won the GFNL Best on Ground in the grand final. Dawn Madigan won the Matheson Medal, joining your little club that you're in. Paddy DeGrand, he's had a wonderful couple of years at St Joey's, and you're giving them an opportunity. Obviously, you know, you must be wrapped, especially yourself, having obviously, after, you know, spent some time at South for a while, then coming back into Geelong to play in a flag all those years ago, must be wrapped to give those boys an opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I'm probably a little bit biased in this, having obviously spent a bit of time in the GFL, but I've got a huge amount of respect for the GFL competition and where it sits in regards to other local level competitions. And so for us, when guys are playing really good footy at local level, it's almost like a bit of a no-brainer to warrant an opportunity for us to come down. And then those guys you mentioned have committed themselves fully to the VFL program in the off-season and then earned opportunities as opposed to just purely off the form of local level, but really come in, set our standards and added to our standards at VFL level. And we're seeing guys like Paddy DeGrandy who, you know, I can't compliment him enough in terms of what he's brought to the program from a commitment standpoint, training standpoint, and then we're seeing it from a performance as well. And the added bonus of that is guys who have played some years at GFL level, they've just got another level of maturity that helps what might be a potentially young VFL group at times.
Benny didn't want to say this to you, but he wants you to consult with him every week about which games Paddy DeGrandy plays for Geelong but also plays for St Joey's.
Yeah, well, if he's not playing in the finals for St Joey's, he'll be hell to pay.
Well, it could get a little bit challenging at times. We've got a few Joey's boys, and Joey Chaplin's another one, Louis Antonak, Max McLaughlin, so... it would definitely sort of could be, yeah, a little bit thin up forward.
Well, as long as there's six South Bowen blokes there as well, I'm happy with that.
it's all above board, don't you worry about that.
The other great story is among the train-ons is Ben Crombie from East Geelong. Now, the District League doesn't provide a lot of talent to, well, not usually not even the talent league system, but to have a young kid come out of East Geelong and onto your train-on list is a great reward for Ben and what he's done, obviously at East, but also over the pre-season.
Yeah, absolutely it is, and it's a fantastic reward, and hopefully it sort of provides a little bit of pathway for more guys moving forward. But Benny came in, and he's just been growing, and not to get too sort of cliche, but every week we just see a little bit more of him, and perhaps that's being a little bit more comfortable in amongst the group and at the level. But we had a little sort of training session against South a few weeks ago, and he just showed us again what he can bring from a forwards perspective. He's got great sort of footy IQ, and he uses the ball well, and he's got really sort of good physical attributes, but he just had this sort of pressure element in that game that for us was just exciting to see, and ultimately trained slash played his way onto the list from what we saw, which is fantastic for him. And so we're really excited to keep him in the program, and hopefully we see him at VFL level at some point.
Mark Neild and Brendan Curry didn't have the contract sheet there ready for him to come over to South, did they?
You'd have to follow up Cars and Neildy with that one, but you couldn't have missed him against that little training session. He was really dynamic and really influential, which was great to see.
Now, Harry, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 41.
Right, so that means you're perfect. We're in the demographic because we spoke to Patrick Dangerfield. Now, I don't know how much you cross over with the AFL boys in terms of the senior boys, but Patrick Dangerfield was a little bit forlorn during the practice match against Essendon. He was in despair. In fact, we were trying to pep him up, but he was saying that with the Tom Hawkins and Zach Tui going and a few other players of leaving, that there's nobody that actually laughs at his jokes or gets his jokes at the footy club anymore. So are we able to put you in the basket? Because it was whittled down to Reece Stanley.
Mitch Duncan,
and then it dropped off.
Stephen King's in there.
Well, possibly. So you being 41, I'd imagine you get sort of Patrick Dangerfield's humour and his references, because poor old Mitch Nevin had no idea who Ivan Drago was.
No, you're right. And I think, if anything, Paddy might associate himself with the coaches a little bit more because we keep him young, mate. So,
right.
It's astonishing, even just to the degree of when certain players are mentioned of a yester era. It's amazing to see how many of these young boys have never heard of them, and these guys were just as frequent as 10, 15 years ago at the latest. So, no, I'm not sure what they've been doing in their upbringing, mate, but there's maybe some history within the AFL and a little bit more to come.
Absolutely. Bruce Dool with the headband getting ripped off, surely that'd get a whirl somewhere. I was just going to ask you, we just had a joke there, but is it a very different vibe around the club now with, you know, the players like Hawkins and Tui moving on? It's suddenly become, I wouldn't say young group, but youngish group. Do you feel like a different vibe within the footy club across the years?
That's not something I was sort of consciously aware of, if it has, to be honest. I think, like, it's an amazing environment where people are comfortable to be themselves. And so whether there's an older sort of demographic or a younger demographic, I think we just sort of see people as to who they are consistently, mate. So, no, I can't say, albeit maybe some little bit more mature conversations or some of those sort of jokes that might sort of... in one ear out the other with the younger boys. We've lost a few of those, but not noticeably.
Just more crap music in the gym.
Oh, you can absolutely bank that, yeah.
Harry,
to be brutally honest.
Before we let you go, Harry, Dan Capper on to captain the VFL Cats again, and Marcus Herbert, who won't have Leopold as his interchange club. He'll have Heidelberg this year to be his deputy, so no change to your leadership group.
No, mate, yeah, those two have been outstanding in those roles and incredibly well-respected amongst the group. So really fortunate to have them going around again.
Fantastic. Good luck tomorrow, Sandringham at Trevor Barker Beach Oval to kick things off. Is that for the Paul Corrigan Cup or the Mark Corrigan Cup? Which one of you two played there? Or is it just the Corrigan Cup?
I played there very early days for a couple of years, but I do not think there'd be anyone there that would remember those days. So, we'll just go down there and hopefully come back with 4 points.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing that with the Geelong VFL team this year. Harry, we'll stay in touch throughout the year. No doubt we'll chat regularly about how the VFL team are performing, and look forward to doing that throughout 2025. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Thanks, Kingy. Thanks, Benny. Absolute pleasure.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.